Good morning. We will call the Energy and Agriculture Conference Committee to order. And for the record, we do have a quorum. Thanks for everybody for being here today. What I maybe want to start out saying is that since our meeting yesterday, the commerce provisions that were in this bill are being pulled into the cannabis finance bill. I think that there were cannabis policy provisions in the commerce provisions within this jurisdiction, and so they're bringing all of that together and the commerce provisions with it. So going forward, this conference committee will just be agriculture and climate and energy. So with that, we have a few provisions that both committees, both jurisdictions are hoping to approve today, and I think maybe we can start with agriculture if that's okay. And so there is in our handouts an agriculture and broadband policy decisions sheet that includes an A60 amendment. And just for those viewing in here, it's also on the House Energy website so that people can follow along. And then, Chair Vang, would you like us to hand it over to Mr. Sullivan to walk through the items to adopt?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, these are the policy items that both Chair Putnam and I have agreed upon too.
Great. Then maybe we'll ask Mr. Sullivan to do a walkthrough on those provisions, please.
Yeah, Madam Chair and members, looking at the document titled Agriculture and Broadband Policy Decisions, dated yesterday at 10:24 p.m., it's a similar format this document is to the same similar different document that my counterpart Ms. Painter and I prepared for the conferees prior to the conference committee. What's different here is that only the items that Representative Vang and Senator Putnam have agreed to appear in this document. And so there's a new column on the right-hand side of the table called Decision. And within that column, the conferees can see whether the chairs chose the House language or the Senate language. And that continues on the back on page 2. There's one item that requires an amendment and a bit more description, and that's about halfway down on the first page, where both the House and the Senate would replace preference for emerging farmers under the Beginning Farmer Equipment and Infrastructure Grant Program with preference instead for farmers experiencing limited land access or limited market access. So the decision by the chairs for that item, as you'll see in the decision column, is to take the House language in general. So that's the House definition of limited market access and limited land access and incubator farm, with a couple of changes. Both the House and the Senate say that a farmer experiencing limited land access is one that does not own land. But there was a slight preference for the Senate's phrasing for that element of the definition, so that's why you'll see it's House language plus Senate line 37.23 from the side-by-side, which reads limited land access means farming without ownership of land. And then the A60 amendment, which is also in your packets, is a change to the House's definition of limited market access. Coming into conference, the House's definition said a farmer experiencing limited market access is one who has a majority of their sales directly to the consumer. As amended by the A60 amendment, that language, the definition limited market access, would instead mean that the farmer grosses no more than $100,000 per year from the sale of farm products. And that's, I could answer any questions if you'd like more detail on any of the items, members.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Chair Vang, do you move adoption of the items on the agriculture and broadband document, including the A60 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair. I think just to make sure we're doing the procedural, I'm understanding the procedural correctly. So are we adopting both at the same time, or are we doing one at a time?
Both at the same time, I think, was what my understanding was. If we need to make an adjustment, happy to do that.
I think that's fine. So move to adopt the A60 amendment and the policy block as agreed upon by the Senate and House.
Great. Any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Great. Next, we're going to take a look at the energy provisions. And Senator Friends, is it okay if we have Mr. Eloff walk us through those changes?
Sure.
Or those items to be adopted? Mr. Eloff?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And just also to point out, there is an A42 amendment that is part of the things that we're going to be approving. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, the items to be adopted today are on the side-by-side labeled energy policy, Senate File 4942, and that's what I'll be looking at here. And the first item to be adopted is Section 1, the Senate language, beginning on page R1 and extending to page R5. This is language that deletes a report on the balance of the fund from Minnesota Management Budgeting. Sorry. The next section that's being adopted is on page R6, Senate language, Section 3 near the top of the page, which requires utility to accept an individual taxpayer identification number in lieu of a Social Security number. I'm going to skip down to the Energy Conservation and Optimization Act updates, also starting on page R6, Senate language, Section 4, which allows the PUC to approve a separate fuel switching and conservation plans for IOUs. That extends to page R7. The next section to be adopted is on page R9. It's Senate language, Section 5, at the bottom of the page, regarding advertising expenses. On page R11, on the House side, Section 3, definition of data mining facility, and Section 4 right below it, which allows fuel switching to be counted towards the energy savings goal of a consumer-owned utility. Also on page R12, Section 5, House language, removing the electricity consumption of data mining companies from definition of gross sales. Also at the bottom of page R12, Section 6, additional language integrating a concept of fuel switching improvements regarding what percentage of the energy savings goal they can account for. And at the bottom of page R13, also Section 7 in the House language, also referring to fuel switching for consumer-owned utilities. And that section extends from page R12 through the top of page R16. Which was Section 7, right? Okay. The next language to be adopted is Senate language, beginning on page R16, Senate Section 11, regarding energy conservation for low-income households. That extends to the top of page R18. On the House side, on page R18, Section 9, criteria for efficient fuel switching improvements is also to be adopted, as is Section 10 on R19, which deletes the fuel switching spending cap for investor-owned utilities. Section 11 on page R20 in the House language is to be adopted. Also language dealing with fuel switching. That extends to page R23, where Section 13 of the House language is also to be adopted regarding fuel switching improvements for natural gas utilities. That extends to the top of page R24. Next language to be adopted begins on page R29. It's House language. There are three sections that provide for the Department of Commerce to have jurisdiction over the entirety of Chapter 216C. That language extends to the top of page R33. And in the middle of page R33, House language, Section 17, amending definitions of the benchmarking statute enacted last year, is also to be adopted. And that section goes to the top of page R35. In the middle of R35, the House language on the PACE program, Property Assessed Clean Energy, the next, all the PACE language is to be adopted. That begins on page R35 and extends to page R41. And the next language to be adopted is on R49. It's House language, Section 4, establishing the Thermal Energy Network Deployment Work Group at the Public Utilities Commission. And that language extends to page R50. Madam Chair, there are also, there's also the A42 amendment, which if members have in their packet. The change is made on page 6, extending the length of time when the results of the feasibility study must be submitted from February 1st, 2025 to November 1st, 2025. And Madam Chair, there are also some measures to be adopted on financial articles. I'm looking first at the general fund energy appropriations. The language to be adopted is on page R1 under the Department of Commerce, $500,000 identifying suitable state sites for the installation of thermal energy networks. That begins on, its House language begins on page 109.10.
Mr. Eloff, just a real quick, I think there, the price tag on the Sabathany project is $5 million, not $500,000.
You're absolutely right, Madam Chair. Okay. Yeah. My mistake, Madam Chair. I'm on page R3 now of the General Fund Energy Appropriations article. And
Mr. Eloff, I think also, I apologize for interrupting, I think the $5 million was RDA, not General Fund.
I haven't gotten there yet.
My mistake. I should just stay out of it.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Luckily, we have Mr. Moles on between us to correct both our errors. Okay, let's reestablish this. I'm at the General Fund Energy Appropriations article. I'm looking at page R3, the House language. At the top of the page, this is money to the Public Utilities Commission for support of the Thermal Energy Network Deployment Work Group. It's lines 110.3 to 110.8. Now turning to the Renewable Development Appropriations article. On page R1, Section 2, Paragraph A, under the Department of Commerce, is $5 million for Sabathany, Madam Chair. Lines 111.14 to 111.19. And then on page 2, at the bottom of the page, House language, Paragraph C, is $5 million for the Ramsey County Recycling and Energy Center and DEMCON project, on lines 111.28 to 111.34 on page R3. And on page, okay. I think that takes care of things.
Wonderful.
More or less.
My apologies for confusing the issue.
And mine as well.
Yeah. Any discussion or questions from members? Seeing none, Senator Friends, do you want to make a motion to adopt?
Sure. So moved, Madam Chair.
Great. Any discussion to the motion? Any? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails, and the provisions are adopted. And And I just also want to make clear that staff can make the necessary technical fixes to get them in the proper order. And with that, I think we're going to call a recess, and hopefully conversations and negotiations can continue between the jurisdictions. And we will give a heads up if we're able to come back and adopt some more provisions. Any questions or comments before we adjourn? Okay, we are in recess.